Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, it was on the calendar.
It looked like you were just feeding Paul Stanley.
Come on, here you go.
No. Not hungry. He has no sense of taste, so he
can't. That's right. We could tell that from his music.
So I'm ready. So whenever you guys are ready.
Did you tweet?
Yeah.
I don't see it.
Okay, I'll put the link in the chat. I didn't. Okay, and yeah, like Rob talking about his trip. Okay.
Still don't see it.
Maybe you're blocked.
Did you block the Livecast account, Rob?
Rob's over it.
Back. Oh, I just didn't tag the Livecast, but the story is up. I'll retweet it.
There it is.
Everybody ready?
Mm-hmm.
Derinsky?
Yeah.
All right. Let's do it.
No background, Rob?
No.
Recording in progress.
This is your announcer, Chuck Landington, welcoming you to the Metal Injection Livecast. Our baby boy, Rob Bush, went to the gun range during his Los Angeles trip last week. I hope it was worth it, poor Darren got arrested for gun possession, because of your fun day out. All Robs are bastards. The Metal Injection Livecast starts now.
Sorry about that, Darren. I guess I just can't control that.
To be fair, I did have a gun on me when that happened.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
It was a coincidence.
Okay.
They arrested me.
Cannon?
They still arrested me because of you. But
I thought you were just happy to see the cops, Darren.
Oh, no. Rob, what'd you do? Did they come get him again?
Oh, maybe.
Darren's
out. Oh, no. He's now in Zoom jail. Welcome to the Metal Ejection Livecast. It's Rob here with Noah, Sid, and here he is again. Here's Darren. He's coming in. He's popping in the room. Welcome to the Metal Injection Livecast. We're live every Tuesday, 6 o'clock-ish Eastern Time. You can give us a call if you're listening live, 213-WIDE-NUT, 213-943-3688. And then also, if you listen live, you get free access to the video version of the stream. If you want access to the archive of the stream, just hit up our Patreon, patreon.com/Metal Ejection Livecast. $5 a month gets you access to the video versions and 2 bonus episodes a month. Tonight at midnight, you get another bonus episode that is, as it will be September 1st, first day of the month. We always like to post a new episode, and it's a doozy, baby. We're finally, we're doing a watch along of Out for Justice, Steven Seagal, the movie. Like, if you're a longtime Livecast fan, you've definitely heard the drops, hear them in full context. Hear plenty of more excellent drops. Patreon.com/Metal Injection Livecast. $5 a month gets you in there. Do it.
Anybody see Richie?
You know, I stepped on you. I forgot that you wanted to also plug the Patreon, so I apologize for that. But I think the cops booted me from the stream as soon as I mentioned
that's what we were saying, yeah.
Well, I'm back.
I'm back as well. I'm back on the East Coast. I spent almost 10 days out west.
I was going to ask you, I thought maybe you found a hotel with that accommodated you with a fire, a wooden brick wall there.
No. No. This is just my home brick wall that you're looking at on the video here. But yeah, I'm back. It's nice. It's weird. It was actually 20 degrees cooler in the area of LA that I was staying in.
Really?
In New York today, yeah. Well, I guess I was staying in Santa Monica. I found a very relatively cheap Airbnb there. And it's right by the water, and because of that, it has
a nice
climate compared to the rest of the city. Like, if I drove 45 minutes out, it'd be 90 degrees. But, you know, right there on the water, it's like 68, 69.
Did your Airbnb have a balcony?
No, it was like a 1-4 house.
Did you get your ass in that water?
Oh, I got my ass in that water plenty. Every day I went, basically. Every day but Sunday, because it was way too cold the last day to do it. But one night, like, first of all, I'm blown away by the West Coast sunsets, as all my Instagram followers have seen. Which I know, it's so cliche, but let me have this, okay? Leave me alone.
I love it.
But so
you
one
better
night,
get your ass in this water.
One night I just swam at night and like swam as the sun was setting, which was like the craziest thing, because the water just looks like, with the reflection of the sun, it kind of like, the water starts looking like chrome. It doesn't look like water, and it's so trippy to my eyes.
Did the fish start dancing and singing you songs?
There were some fish that kind of popped out. But the other thing I realized, at least this part of LA, I don't know if all of LA is like this, but the waves are way more intense in the Pacific than in the Atlantic. I had to actually go. I was actually pretty far out. Far out, man.
Yeah.
Because I had to go past the break point of the waves, because otherwise the water is essentially like 1.5 feet deep, but then the wave kind of like brings it up to be like, you know, 4 or 5 feet. So I'm like 50 feet. And I really understand when I swim in the Atlantic, I was like, oh, how does anybody ever get caught up in a wave? That's ridiculous. Like, you know, I could totally handle it. But when I was there, I was like, oh, now I totally understand how people who swim, like there could be like one wave and you don't even see it coming. And you cannot fight a wave. I thought I could. It is impossible. The wave will always win. It's too much power.
What was the submission move it used on you?
It just slammed me to the fucking ground. That's the whole thing. You have to. My only advice is, if you get caught up in a wave, put your hands out so at least, you know, you just break your wrists and not your face.
I thought you were going to say, so you might at least cop a feel on someone while you're going down.
No. So you
blame
can
the wave
brace,
on it.
Brace for the fall. Brace for the slam. But no, I was good. It was great. So I really love the beach. And the most notable thing, so I went to this Kat Von D listening party. I just so happened upon it.
You told me about
coming out.
And my first reaction is, she makes music?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just to listen to her talk.
Where
she's
have
had
you
a
been?
Conversation with a friend.
No, she does like dark, synthy kind of stuff. She's putting out an EP. Her husband is in a band. The band called
Prayers.
Prayers. No, I didn't realize you're such a big Kat Von D.
I love Kat Von D. I'm a fan.
Is it Christian rock? Prayers? No?
No, it's like synth,
like goth. Like stuff.
Is her band called Thoughts? Because that would be cool, because then it would be the Thoughts and Prayers tour. Get it? Uh-oh. Get
wow.
it?
I did get it.
Thank you.
I regret it.
Get it and regret it.
So it was interesting because it was on a Friday night. It was in this beautiful venue in downtown LA. And I was kind of – I didn't really know what to expect or how many people I would know there. But turns out I did know a good amount of people, not surprising.
Well, who would – you're talking about celebrities?
No, just like friends of mine.
Was Corey Feldman there?
Nobody knows. Well, that's the thing. I was like, are there going to be big names? Because Kat Von D is a, you know, pretty notable celebrity, and she has some notable celebrity friends.
Yeah.
But
you
I
know
think...
what it's, they don't know what her music's going to sound like. So they kind of want to maybe distance themselves if it would have been a disaster, you know? but
it wasn't a disaster.
No, I didn't say it was, but the uncertainty.
But no,
yeah,
there wasn't anybody notable, but it was a very interesting combination of like metalheads, music industry, like her makeup fans, and then these kind of like genderqueer people, which God bless their souls, they looked amazing. They really brought
probably a lot of pleather in that space. Mm.
So much pleather,
for different
so much
reasons.
Black, all black.
Everybody in face masks, but not because of COVID.
Well, Rob, you actually told me there were scarce masks in this crowd.
Yeah, I was like one of 10 people wearing a mask at most. But the thing is, it wasn't that crowded. Again, you could space out. It was fine.
At least you didn't get mouth herpes. So that's a plus. Well, if your face is covered, you can't get herpes from all the people in the crowd. That's all.
Okay.
Well, it depends where they put their mouth on Rob.
I was going to say, it's not airborne, is it? Is there a new development?
Well, no, it's just people kissing on Rob's face.
Oh.
He's very kissable.
It's always a big problem.
I missed that part.
Most people don't reach his face. They reach somewhere else.
He's got herpes in his like torso.
Right above his belly button.
Deuterino, Photoshop herpes onto Rob's torso. Thank you.
Rob has huge pot tits.
And so at the Kat Von D thing, so crazy. Apparently, Charo has a guest appearance on the Kat Von D album. So she came out and introduced Kat Von D. And I feel like I was one of maybe four people that actually knew that it was Charo and was excited that, oh my God, I am in the presence of the legendary Charo.
How's she looking? She's getting up
great.
There.
She looks great.
Did she perform?
She just introduced her. Oh. She introduced her, and then Kat did like two or three songs, and her fans loved every second of it. It was like seeing a boy band, you know, like the high pitched screeches of the fans.
How many seconds of it did you love?
I liked it. I liked all the songs. I thought they were good.
Did she just sing, or did she play piano?
She sings. So she sings. There's a synthesizer player, there's a bassist, and a drummer. And then there's also a pole dancer who is one of the best pole dancers I've ever seen. Like, she was doing interpretive dance,
wow.
Essentially. It was really, really good. It was like, you know, it was certainly sexy, but it was very artistic. It wasn't just like, you know.
Are you thinking of signing up for a pole classes?
I don't think there's not a pole strong enough.
Yeah, I don't think I have the upper body strength yet. I need to do a little more swimming before I could.
Rob, could you quickly give us your top five all-time pole dancers?
Interpretive pole dancers.
If you want to be that specific.
Do you have five pole dancers that
you're the one that said it's one of the best you've ever seen? So I assume
I've seen plenty of poles. All right.
That is the drop of all drops. Oh, my God. Rob's seen plenty of poles. Put that on a T-shirt.
I used to live near a Polish community, so there'd be poles all over the place.
Oh.
What?
Sounds good.
So at the Kat Von D listening party, I ran into my good friend, Lex from 3Teeth, the industrial band. I've definitely talked about them on the show before, and they're very, very fun. And this dude is like way into survivalism, I've come to learn. Bless his heart.
What does that mean? What is that?
Just, you know, like preparing for doomsday. Not to say, I don't know if he has like those food packets, but he's just also very into building guns, I've learned.
Oh,
and
wow.
He said, well,
I'm going stuff, or?
No. Just compiling them, like buying parts and making, like putting them together.
Altering
like,
them.
As you would a computer.
Did you get as far as finding out if he has a specific impending doom that he thinks is coming?
No, nothing like that. No.
Okay.
Just to be, you know, you never
people
know.
People are just preppers. They just like to be prepared for any situation.
Exactly.
Well, I didn't say no. I'm just saying, you know, maybe there is something. He could have probed it a little.
Nothing notable. But he invited me out to a shooting range, and I've never shot a gun before. And in recent years, I'm like, you know, maybe I should do that. I feel like, honestly, I'm at a point where I feel like, look, if these things are legal, people have these things, you should know how to use them.
Yeah.
You know, you never know. And going in there, so I'm driving up, and I smoked like an hour or two before
driving
up. Oh,
no, Rob.
And so
very
I'm like
irresponsible.
Driving up.
Long story short, now you're nine toes past Bonnie.
Yeah, we can't see your, your torso because you shut it off.
Three butts and nine toes.
So I'm driving, and then I'm starting to get like the paranoia of like, what am I doing? I'm going to shoot guns? I'm crazy. What's I can't shoot. I'm gonna blow something up. Blah blah blah. And thankfully, I was a little early, and so I had a little time to like walk around. And by the time he and my other friend Mario arrived, my high had subsided.
Mario, like from the show? The mom fucker?
Yes, Mario from the show. Yes.
There are other Marios. Sid.
There's
only one
Mario in the world. So to be clear, I was not stoned by the time I started shooting the guns. So we go to the gun range, and it is loud. It is loud, people.
Yeah.
Got to put on those headphones. I guess.
You mean the mufflers?
The mufflers. Yeah. And they really,
you were
really
listening to some tunes while you're doing it.
Maybe. No, you really. The thing about it, it's like it requires all of your focus. There is no messing around. In a way, that kind of makes it a little meditative because you absolutely block everything else out of your mind because you really can't think about it. You can only think about the shot. So he brings out all these crazy AR-15s. AR-18 and AR-18. He had this one
AR-18.
Sniper rifle. I don't know. But bear with me here.
He's trying to sound smart.
He had this one sniper rifle that looked like one of those cheat codes you would put into Grand Theft Auto. and when he shot it.
What caliber? Do you know?
There's no way he knows that, Noah. Come on,
Noah.
It made a big sound. It was heavy.
When he shot it, I feel like my sinuses cleared up. Like my whole body shook. And my
from him
like
shooting
that's,
it.
From him just the whole like just the you know the right. mushroom cloud of
a ricochet.
Doing it, just him doing it next.
Yeah, yeah. I was like 5 feet away from it. So when I shot it, it was even more intense.
You shot the AR-18?
I shot all of the guns in the photo. Wow. He was very, very nice. And also he mentioned that, you know, we were spoiled because he has top of the line like these things were top of the line, and the scopes on them were so accurate that in my first shot, I hit the target. And then when I was doing the pistol, in my first shot with the pistol, I got a bullseye, and he was like, I've never seen anybody do that. I am a freaking natural at this. It was like,
I got to say, Rob, like in the photos, because Rob posted these photos on Instagram, you have fantastic form for a noob.
Oh, well,
fantastic. There was one slide I did not really like, but like really, really good
was it,
form.
Was it the slide where I had the two pistols and I was just shooting them like
Yeah, very
idiot?
Irresponsible.
It is very irresponsible. The place was closing. We had all that ammo left. We were just shooting
target,
it at the
rest. Was it a normal like black and white outline target, or was it like a picture of someone or something?
It was a black and white target with like a bullseye in the middle, like a red thing in the middle. But yeah, I understand how that came off irresponsibly, but the rest of the time, and the place itself was very, very super safe. They were really on top of it and very cautious. And ultimately, it was a great time.
You can do it again? You going to buy a gun?
Yeah. I don't know if I'm going to buy a gun, but I'll definitely visit Noah in Arizona.
Do you know what it takes to get a gun in New York City? It's definitely more trouble. Well, I don't know if it's more trouble than it's worth, but it's just too much trouble that I feel like you'll probably just give up on it.
Well, now that weed is legal, maybe Rob could get into illegal guns just to get his, like, outlaw fix.
I don't need that. The thing about it that You're I like lost. Is I'm not, like, not that I was scared of guns before, but, you know, I guess intimidated by guns. But now it's just like, I understand.
You're supposed to be intimidated by guns. Even if you know how to use them, you should still be intimidated. They're not a toy.
They're not a toy. They're a tool.
Serious business, Rob.
It is serious. Right. I just spent the whole time talking about how serious it was. Now you have to focus on it.
Not the whole time.
We should have that guy on the show. to talk about it.
Yeah, definitely.
That would have been cool.
I think they're putting out a single pretty soon, so we could tie it around there. Yeah, he's great. He's awesome. He absolutely looked the part. He had the best tactical gear on.
I love it.
Did you have a post-shootout meal with this man?
We didn't. We wanted to eat at the range, but we basically stayed until the – because they had a restaurant there that looked really good.
Do you remember the name of the range?
I tagged it in my post.
Oh, okay.
Give them a shout-out because it was very, very topical. Also, it was in the middle of nowhere, and I got first. I mean, yeah, I guess it has to be in the middle
of nowhere. You can't do it in a mall. You
know? Yeah.
And it's just like, whoa, where the hell am I? But the Oak Tree Gun Club.
Oh, nice. They're
fancy. Almost sounds like a country club that started only allowing black people 10 years ago.
It definitely has like a, it's not country club vibes, but like, a men's club kind of vibe.
No ladies there?
There were ladies. There were ladies shooting some guns.
Yeah, I know
and
what
just
you
to
mean.
And also, I want to point out that like Lex's gear was so insane. All the people that worked at the range came over and were like, is that a this and that? Whoa, is that this? Can I see that? Like, they were, like, drooling over his gear. It was incredible. It was. I felt very good knowing that I was in good hands in terms of, like, the person showed me and, like, the gear I was using. And then I imagine if I used something with not as good of a scope on it, there's no way I would have hit those targets.
It was the guy that came up and said, aren't you Robert Pazzabini from Lamb Goat? That guy has 9 toes now.
Yeah.
There's okay, so now that you're into guns, I wasn't sure if I should share this with you. There's an Instagram account that, like, this guy that makes me laugh so hard. His handle is Gun Drummer, and he
we've written about him on Metal Injection.
Oh, you have? Okay.
Yeah. She only read it on Lamb Goat.
No, I just, like, randomly found him on Instagram, and his posts make me laugh so hard. So basically what he does is he shoots his guns to the beat of metal songs, and it's so crazy.
Are bullets that cheap that you can do that and it's okay?
Bullets are kind of hard to find these days, or they are overpriced or, like, higher priced, whatever.
So does he make less posts lately?
They're not that expensive. They're not cheap.
Well, compared to what they were like a year or a couple of years ago. Yes, they are. Especially since the demand, like, there's just a shortage of it or whatever.
No, I understand. But everything. like a box of like 40 rounds is like $25. That's not that's not the end of the world.
Well, city boy, for some people, that's a lot.
What the fuck has this show become where we're just, like, discussing ammo prices now?
I'm
that's
just saying
what
that's
we are.
Not, it's
wow.
not. It's not like it's $100 for the 40 round. It's within.
We're
like,
hunter's purchase. Injection.
No, yeah, that background picture on Zoom, is that what you use for target practice?
Yeah, just picking off kittens.
Just line them up 5 in a row. And
Yes, I'm actually at the gun range right now.
Noah has a picture of 5 very cute kittens lined up behind her.
Gun Drummer Channel today.
Wait, no, that's not a song.
It wasn't?
Yeah. No.
I want to hear him do, like, give us a video here. Let me hear some Dave Lombardo shit. I don't want to hear this 2-4 shit. Come on.
Okay, so, like, he has some videos where he, like, lines up his guns on the table, and then he'll, like, go to each set and, like, do each part of the song.
That sounds interesting.
Are there any Rolling Stone songs in honor of the late, great Charlie Watts?
Maybe. And then there's one where him and his friend had a tank, and they fired the tank.
Oh, I see it.
How did they...
Thank you.
See, I see things like this, and I'm like, you know, we sort of, I'm okay with us having a pandemic. I think we sort of earned it. Yes, good.
So, by the way, that was like a sponsored post for Drive Tanks. You could actually rent a tank yourself.
Oh, really?
That seems reasonable. Yeah. That I can't see anything going wrong with that.
This whole country should sink into the fucking ocean. Good Lord.
Does
that
guy have fun?
Does he actually play the drums, that guy, or he just shoots guns to the
Yeah, team? Here you go.
How's it going, everyone? Gun Drummer here. It's
Gun
a beautiful
drummer.
Day out here on the shooting range. Want to talk about today's sponsor,
Walker's.
Because I was going to say, if he doesn't play the drums, he's more like a gun gunner.
Yeah, right? Oh, here you go.
Oh, way off time. Stick with the guns, buddy.
Now, is this responsible gun use? I just want to be clear. He only has one, so yeah.
How many?
He's the only one there.
How many?
One.
Sorry, there's a song playing. I can't
warn you.
Oh, hey, it's very appropriate to be doing this during a song that's criticizing the Iraq War. Bombing the people in the Iraq War.
Yeah, I'd love to, Rob, you need to do on Metal Injection a thing where you just show this to Serge and let him do like a reaction video.
This guy's going to be featured on Metal Injection in about 5 years, finding out that System of a Down is against guns in war. And you can't listen to them anymore. He also like really, really likes Rage Against the Machine.
Oh no.
Okay, he's definitely going through about like $200 of alcohol.
Oh,
that's all of that is only $200? No way.
He probably gets like a deal.
I'm sure.
Wholesale.
Oh, I'm sure he's spending not a dime of his own money, but I'm saying how much he actually rents.
Oh,
Rob.
Retail.
There's Rob.
Okay.
There
we go.
What a world.
This is the land of the free, baby. 213 Wide Nut, that's the phone number.
You ordering guns now?
Uncle Gina writes in the chat, Robert, me and your tia Galina got visa in that Belasco bathroom one night. Belasco is the venue where I went to see Kat Von D.
Oh. Oh, somebody!
It kind of had a grand Prosper Hall.
Yeah.
Rest in peace.
We should let everyone know the bad news.
It's been torn down.
Did we mention it on the news?
I don't think so.
I think we discussed it amongst ourselves, and that's it.
Yeah. So the Grand Prosper Hall was bought out by developers, and it's been torn. The insides have been completely torn down.
People are like protesting. They're like, it's been torn down. Like, what do you want now?
That was a landmark.
It was a run-of-the-mill catering hall. The commercials were the important thing, and they're still
there.
So don't worry about it.
It seems like the people are more protesting the development than...
Okay, that's different.
It's either going to be condos or a Whole Foods. Take your pick.
But also, the general idea of protesting these developments is that you're kicking poor people out. Like, who the fuck cares for catering halls?
Yeah, exactly.
It's just a one-to-one trade.
And also, most of the people protesting are the same gentrifiers that they claim to be protesting. So it's
right.
Like, Rob, you should go by the wreckage, though, and take some pictures.
Please.
Well, they're mad.
The exterior is the same still.
It is?
Yeah.
They haven't got to it yet. They probably will change it. Right.
I thought it was, like, destroyed even from the outside, too, from the pictures
I don't believe
I saw.
So, but I'll double-check.
Why don't you go behind the construction doors, do some journalism, snap some photos?
I passed it not that long ago. Well, maybe it was a couple of months. I don't know. But I didn't even know anything was happening there.
I think this was in, like, the last couple of weeks that they started doing stuff. Rob, just if they don't let you in, just bring one of your guns. They'll definitely let you in.
I don't have any guns.
He means your bicep.
Oh, hey now. Hey now.
What are you going to do?
Is there that kind of a gun drummer where it's just a guy who flexes to metal songs?
Simlambesis? I don't know.
Yes, please.
Flexes on his wife. Why?
So were there any other like celebrity sightings or anything else interesting in L.A.?
The pot in L.A. is better than in Vegas and cheaper because the tax isn't as unreasonable. So I like that. I liked how available it was and how.
So now we're the show that complains about taxes and then talks about buying guns and ammo. Just want to be clear what we are now. That's what we are. Okay, cool.
Don't get me started on the immigrants.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
No, I love all immigrants.
When you have to say
not
that.
Not all of them.
You're off the rails already.
Yeah, just a bit.
I do love all immigrants, though.
Oh, immigrants love. Nobody has been nicer to immigrants than me. Nobody has done more for immigrants than Robert Buzzbody.
Next thing you fast forward in our stream 30 minutes and it's like, I love black people. I love them.
Rob.
I have plenty of black friends.
Nobody has done more.
People are saying, well, they love the black people. We love them, don't we, folks?
There's one.
So, yeah, that's basically the gist of my LA stuff. I don't really have any other.
No culinary highlights.
I think I want to make more regular visits to the West Coast. No, I definitely want to visit you in Addis.
Yay.
Get that desert. Feel that desert heat. See what the guns are like in Arizona.
Oh, my God.
Sure. I'll show you.
What are the gun ranges like? What kind of guns do you shoot, Noah?
I haven't been to a gun range in Arizona, but there is like land where you're allowed to shoot out like all the way in the desert.
Main Street.
On Main Street in Tucson.
Oh, okay.
I have a pistol, and I have an AR-15.
Oh, you own an AR-15?
Yeah, and they're both 22 caliber. That's like the baby boom, because I'm too scared to shoot the 9mm, which you were probably shooting. And that wraps up Gun Talk.
Does it?
Where do you keep your AR-15?
I guess it doesn't.
We have to get a safe for it, but the safes are expensive, but we keep them hidden.
Well, you bring your AR-15 to the safe store and make them give you one for free. That's the whole point.
And I want to clarify, I have an AR-15 pistol. So it's like a pistol with like an extension thing. It's like really like a baby gun. It's for babies like me.
I don't think babies should have guns.
Well, that's the gun that Ian Watkins had.
Oh, no.
It didn't go well.
No, he had a baby gun, but it was something else.
Ew.
That's right.
That.
Well, this conversation is Rotted Through, and speaking of which, Rotted Through is releasing their debut album, The Depths, on September 10th on all major platforms. The Depths is a Darknet-inspired horror show that gets deliberately heavier the deeper you descend. Get your pre-order on September 3rd via iTunes, Bandcamp, or rottedthrough.com. The other big story today is that Gene Simmons has tested positive for COVID-19 only a few days after Paul Stanley, fellow KISS member, recovered from his COVID positivity.
I, Gene Simmons, have always said I'm a very positive person, and this proves it.
Do you think they got it from each other? Like, were they running a train on a groupie still? Do you think they still do that?
Imagine they avoid being in the same room together.
Keep your accusations to yourself. I can tell you exactly where I contracted COVID-19. Both I and Paul, we were performing the same mitzvah bapeh on a baby.
No.
And unfortunately, our
nose
for
listeners, what's a mitzvah bapeh?
That is a famous Yisroel ritual in which the rabbi performs a circumcision using his teeth.
Oh.
Our mouths were in close proximity, and as you know, even with precautions, COVID-19 can spread in this manner.
It's performed either by a rebbe or a bassist. Whichever one is around is allowed to do it.
We forgot to wear our kiss face paint, which has protective powers.
Imagine that poor child.
So Paul Stanley had it like last week. He said he had it pretty bad. So the entire KISS tour, KISS is on tour. They're on the end of the road tour. They're all vaccinated, fully vaxxed.
It might actually be the end of the road for them.
Simmons got it. I mean, Stanley got it, recovered. A few days later, they're back on the road. Simmons got it. Now they postponed a few days to now 10 days of quarantine for the entire crew on the tour.
Going to have to wait for that KISS. Wait a little longer. He waited this long.
KISS quarantine. It's a new, they actually have a trademark on it, so yeah. I don't know if we're going to get stricken for saying that.
Actually invented quarantine, all quarantines, not just COVID-19 quarantines. Invented it, all of them.
Anything with teens in it, he's into.
anyone doing anything with teens, you're going to face a cease and desist from the KISS estate. That is our domain. Even baby guns know us.
Oh, no.
Those are ours as well.
Gene,
so Ian Watkins.
I just want to let you know, Gene, that vertigo you're feeling is not from COVID. It's not a COVID symptom. It's from wearing platforms for 80 years.
Yes. Yes. I'm high. It's like being in Denver. It's very thin air up here. Robert Pazzabini, you can say something about that as well.
Actually, you know, we were just talking about Grand Prospect Hall. Bushwick Barry, friend of the show, just tweeted us. He tweeted a link to a story about Grand Prospect Hall, and the story says, as locals rally around Grand Prospect Hall, some preservationists say it's too little too late. The value of the place to the community is as a gathering place and container of memories, and that seems to be gone. So he quote tweeted that, and he writes, stop splurging your podcast millions on fancy vacations to Vegas and to visit celebrities in Los Angeles and use it to save what's left of this landmark Brooklyn institution, you cowards.
Three-day-old lean prime rib that nobody likes. That's what the legend of Grand Prosper Hall is. Fucking runny potato salad.
We used to have our
umpire dinner there. They used to have this umpire dinner at the end of the year, and it was at the Grand Prosper Hall, and it was awful. The food was just terrible.
It didn't make your dreams come true?
I mean, some dreams, I guess, that I've had were materialized in that place. But
I suppose at the end of the night, your dream of leaving there came true, right? So in that way.
Yes. Technically, they made that picture. Please continue.
Please continue talking about Gene Simmons.
He said, Simmons is vaccinated. He's been, like, lobbying for people to get vaccinated. He said in a recent interview, he was mocking anti-vaxxers, saying, I have my rights. Don't tell me what to do. And then Simmons mocked, which is curious because you do not have the right to drive down the highway in a car without a seatbelt. You must stop at a red light. That's not a right you have. And you don't have the right to walk naked down the street.
Sad.
These are not life-threatening ideas. We're talking about a fucking pandemic, and people are fighting it. He's dropping the F-bombs, folks.
Fakakta?
On the other hand, if you do die of COVID, we are selling KISS coffins still.
Are they on sale, perhaps? This would be a good time.
Negative.
No, God damn.
The promo code COVID actually gives you 20% on.
You're dead. What do you need that extra money for?
Yeah.
20% on.
So let's see what else is happening in the world. Well, I like this. I don't think this was on the rundown, but today a story came out. Nikki Sixx was being interviewed because he has a new book coming out.
Why?
It's called them. So you gotta put out products.
Children's book?
Oh my god.
It's like the Heroin Diaries Part 2. So yes, children's book.
Did he go back on heroin so he could have another book? Like, how much can you really tell us about this?
It's an in-depth expose on his personal exploits wheeling around Mick Mars.
Oh, my God.
So he was talking about their upcoming reunion tour, which is next, currently slated for 2022. And he said, so currently the final lineup is, of course, Motley Crue, Def Leppard, Poison, and Joan Jett. Apparently, David Lee Roth was asked to open the tour, and Sick says that Roth turned down the gig because, quote, I don't open for bands that I influence. Which is like, David Lee Roth, I mean, he's right.
Yeah.
And I was thinking about it, like, could you imagine David Lee Roth opening for Poison? I can't see that.
I mean, he's right, but it also seems like you could just decline. You don't have to be a dick about it. You know, they asked you graciously to do that.
Have you met David Lee Roth?
Yeah. I agree. No, but I could still criticize what
it was the most. I just feel it's like the most David Lee Roth reason to not do a tour, and I love it.
It's also, like, kind of fucked up that he, because it was Nikki Sixx. That said what David Lee Roth said, or did David Lee Roth?
No.
Yeah. That's kind of fucked up.
Yeah, Nikki Sixx told David Lee Roth's story. Like, Roth didn't go public with this. This was just kind of what he told his agent.
So he's butthurt.
So, but also Nikki Sixx is kind of a dick then.
Yeah.
Because Nikki Sixx revealed a private thing that David Lee Roth said.
But it's a cool thing that David Lee Roth said, so it backfires. It just makes David Lee Roth seem cooler.
Yeah, I take it back. So it's not if he said it privately, then he's well within his rights. I just think you shouldn't shame somebody that asked you to open for them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, well,
yeah.
But if he did it privately, fuck it.
Yeah. And I would say Van Halen influenced Motley Crue. I mean, they influenced all of those bands, even Def Leppard. I would say, like, any band that came after them, they influenced.
Well, he's definitely right. It's not wrong in what he said. I just maybe the tact I was wondering about.
What if they had David Lee Roth front Poison? That's a nice workaround, because it's technically you're just doing their songs, mm-hmm. and it makes them better.
Does it, or does it make David Lee Roth worse?
Yeah.
I would be very amused to see David Lee Roth and CC DeVille share a stage.
Oh, I just thought he was going to replace.
No. He's the lead singer of Poison. It's the Poison's band with him instead of Bret Michaels.
Oh, good. Okay.
I think that would be amusing. It would be a complete shit show, but it would be very amusing.
David Lee Roth and Motley Crue would be pretty great, too. I mean, it can't be any worse.
Well, that would be great, because Motley Crue is actually good, unlike Poison. Like, Motley
Crue's
good.
The problem is David Lee Roth not so good anymore. Same kind of problems.
Yeah, I guess.
But at least his banter would be good.
Yeah.
Vince Neil, we're not expecting great banter from Vince Neil. I mean, we saw his cameo.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, especially if his banter is, like, degrading bands who cited him as an influence.
Yeah.
That'd be really entertaining.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
Well, Vince Neil's banter is just naming songs that he's done. He's like, hey, Dr. Feelgood and the girls, and keep rocking, man.
And then, gasping for air. That's really...
Maybe he has COVID. Give him a KISS respirator. Deuterino said that earlier, right?
Yeah, KISS ventilators, yeah. They're all
bless
very
your
old.
Heart. Bless your heart, David Lee Roth.
Are there any new Vince Neil cameos?
No.
Didn't he just play a show again or something I saw?
Yeah, he's been doing shows.
Did he do a Dave Mustaine and, like, do a cameo during the show while he's performing?
No, I think he's after he was shamed for the slurry cameo, I think he stopped doing them, and we just looked up, like, really old ones.
What a solution, right? Like, you're making all this money, and some people say, hey, man, you're doing these drunken slurry cameos, and he just stops. He can't just not do a slurry cameo. He can't put in the effort to do it correctly. He has to just stop.
I appreciate that he knows himself well enough to know that, like, it's easier to just stop than to try to, like, be sober for these things.
It's the Sid doctrine. Just try. If you have to try. Or
I'm out.
Don't do it.
Some people just can't handle criticism.
Yeah. I'm good with criticism. I just handle it too well.
For all,
like,
that,
all right, I won't do this thing anymore than if I'm bad at it. Bye.
For all the thick skin he has pretty thin skin.
It's cheap leather, just like what he wears.
It's like a fruit roll-up.
Oh my God, what flavor would he be?
Old misery.
Sidewalk?
Licorice.
Licorice.
Oh.
Nice.
What was that candy? Oh, Razzle. That's what he would be.
Sad.
So now Tommy Lee, I looked up, $500 now. He stepped up his price. He's like, oh, Dave Mustaine's $300?
Really?
Well, maybe once he saw Vince Neil was off the market, he's cornering all of the Motley Crue cameos so he could charge more. Because who else did he go? Like, Mick Mars isn't on there, is he?
No.
Is Mickey?
I don't think so. I think we checked last time he's not. Mm.
Like, as much as we dunk on Vince Neil, it's I admire the balls it takes to charge $300 for that, for what you're putting out. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It's very ballsy to do that little and charge that much.
He pretty much got away with it.
Oh!
Like, it wasn't lack of demand that made him stop.
Yeah,
just
I'm sure.
So,
one of them. He puts his face out there.
There aren't new Vince Neil cameos, but there are new Dave Mustaine.
Oh, no.
Hey, how come he has ASPCA?
So apparently a portion of your cameo fee goes and he donates to the ASPCA, which I think is actually pretty nice.
Dave.
Take that, James. Every dog you kick, we're going to find a new home for.
1 cent for every 10 cameos. I pledge this.
better than nothing.
Hey, Eric, it's Dave Mustaine from Megadeth, and I want to wish you a happy birthday. I hear you wanted to see a little bit of Tornado of Souls.
No, hey, he's going
to
play.
I don't know if this is for you to play or just to listen to, so I'll show you how to play it. I started this fret.
It's one of James LaBrie. Yeah.
Wow, this is really cool. This is absolutely worth $300.
Okay, if I was James or, like, whoever is getting this, I would be freaking out. This is awesome.
He's playing it 1/10 as fast as the song goes.
And in real
speed, so the dummies can learn.
I was afraid he couldn't do it.
Well,
yeah, he was doing it to show the kid how to play it. One of the best.
Happy birthday, buddy.
Yeah. He's an amazing musician,
really cool.
No matter what else you want to say about him. Guy's amazing.
Hey, Sebastian, it's
boss.
Dave Mustaine from Megadeth, and I just wanted to say happy birthday to you. You're turning 42, right? That's fantastic. I see you've been to most of our concerts in Chile, and
his voice sounds so beat up.
Your wife, Carla, wants me to sing a little bit of the song Holy Wars for you, but I don't know if I can do that without my guitar. Maybe we can get Chico to play Holy Wars real
okay.
quick.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
This
get out of
cool.
here.
Okay, that was Holy Wars. Brother, Will Kill Brother. Hope you have a great birthday, buddy. See you later.
Ruining it. Wow.
Okay.
These are the best cameos he's done. Yeah, he's really getting it now.
These are right up there with the best of any we've seen, honestly.
Yeah, like legitimately.
Glenn, it's Dave Mustaine, old friend. How you doing? Wow. I didn't know that you were into the power company working for those guys. Talk about
obviously you don't know. You don't know him.
I knew a lot of things.
I wish you
would have
told me. I have so many
neat
questions about that. What a fascinating job
you're
doing.
Ask your friends in the CIA. They could
and what a thankless job. So many people don't realize how important
you see that in your portfolio.
How much we rely on energy. So thank you for all of that. That's really
that
awesome
sick.
That you're out there.
Something.
Of Louisiana.
Congested.
It sounds like he's been singing all night.
I hope you
just a remnant of his
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Allow
but,
me to expound on my manifesto about power companies.
You'll be there, and we will too, and we'll have a great show to celebrate.
Okay, let's keep it moving. Other.
Hello, guests. It's Dave Mustaine from Megadeth. I hear that you are celebrating a 50th birthday. I'm so happy for you. I have a birthday coming up this month myself, actually September.
Oh, Rob.
13th. And
September 13th.
Big,
never
forget.
We're both Virgos.
Birthday coming up this time, too. 50 is really big. And
yeah, he's 60.
Oh, 60.
Oh.
Aw, clean shaven.
Hey, Manuel, it's Dave Mustaine from Megadeth reaching out to you. And I'm just waking up and getting ready to go to class, do a little bit of some exercise this morning before our sold-out show in Phoenix tonight. And you wanted to tell you how getting older has affected guitar playing and how someone has adapted. I'm not sure if that's a question for me or if that's you saying that or not. And then the next part, you say, I can't see the strings on a light-colored fretboard. I have to use dark ones. I didn't know if you meant dark strings or a dark fretboard. So here's me answering your questions based on my understanding. Me getting older, the only thing I've really had to change is my hands get a little sore from playing sometimes. And, from pedaling really fast, it can also tear up my fingers.
The guitar technique.
My picking hand. But you just got to be smart and use string economy and hand economy. And I think that'll help your playing a lot, too. And as far as the dark fretboards, dark strings, I hope you mean dark fretboards, because I would never use a light-colored fretboard with dark strings to get my point across. I think any kind of coating that you're going to put on the strings that doesn't preserve the actual string itself is just going to affect your tone.
Yeah.
Anyways, I'm off to get a cup of coffee and then go to get myself folded very nicely inside of my clothing at Jiu-Jitsu. And I hope you have a great day, buddy. See you later.
So, Noah, Dave Mustaine was in Arizona doing Jiu-Jitsu and you missed it somehow. What the fuck?
I don't know what school he trains with.
Mormondo.
Don't think it's Mormondo.
Hey, Richard, it's Dave Mustaine from Megadeth. Hey, I have a day
off. It's like Willem Dafoe in The Lighthouse.
Oh, my God.
And I hear I should reach out to you from some of your friends and let you know that they love and support you so much. They know how hard you're working with your boy and his rare form of cancer, which is a bummer, too. You know, going through cancer myself, I know the support group is so important. And man, I'm so proud of you for all that you're doing, getting sober and taking care of yourself so that you can be there for your son.
Aww.
Anyways,
I'm touched by these.
I don't really know what else to say other than I'm proud of you and looking forward to hopefully one day meeting you and your son. Until then, more power to you. Stay sober and one day at a time, buddy. Right?
Those are really good. I don't even have anything to joke about. So wait.
He's getting really good at these.
Just so I'm still caught up, we're now the show that complains about taxes, talks about ammo prices, and likes Dave Mustaine. That's the show now.
Okay, hold on.
Hold on. Let me cue up the new song from Five Finger Death Punch.
Oh, no.
And we're strongly against talking about poop.
What about
God,
Mike Francesa? Anything new with him that we could approve?
He's great. Well, something new for our non-patrons is one of our favorite episodes in our Patreon era, which, of course, as we mentioned, $5 a month, get all these bonus episodes. One of my favorite episodes we've done is the episode where we just did a whole episode lampooning Mike Francesa. And I believe the first 40 minutes of it is us riffing, no exaggeration, on a 3-minute interview that he did about that Adam Sandler movie. What was it?
Uncut Gems.
Uncut Gems. I always forget the name of it. And we also have a roundtable discussion about Uncut Gems as well. But this interview that he did was it was ripe with comedy. So we're gonna post that. We're gonna unlock that Patreon episode and keep an eye out to our social media. We'll post the link on there.
Wanted
on
to
our
say
Facebook,
something.
Our Twitter, and our Instagram.
I thought you were done. Sorry. I wanted to say that when we were planning that Mike Francesa episode, we were concerned that whether we had enough Mike Francesa clips for the whole episode. Little did we know that we could have made 8 episodes with what we had.
Yeah, we had to cut ourselves off, basically, because okay, that's enough. So, Noah, you found this new clip.
Okay, I just want to say I did not listen to it, but the description sounds like it might be funny.
Okay.
Description is Mike Francesa tries to remember he used to coach the New York Jets.
Oh, no. And it's
with Bill Simmons.
I'm going to go backwards. I want you to see how many Jets coaches you can name in a row going backwards before you forget what the next person is.
That's a good bet.
All right, so we'll start. Sal Azizi, you mentioned him. Gase, you know he was the coach. Who was the coach before Adam Gase?
Oh, Todd Bowles.
I probably forget right away. You know.
Oh, it just
creepy.
I write Todd
Bowles. All right, so we'll start. Sal Azizi, you mentioned him.
Oh,
Gase, you know he was the coach. Who was the coach before Adam Gase?
I probably forget right away. You know that. Now I haven't thought about it in a long time.
It was
time.
Four years of Todd Bowles. So,
Todd was there for 4 years. Absolutely.
Who is before Todd Bowles?
Can you
get this one?
Pause it.
Who is before Todd Bowles?
You notice he has to go, yes, of course. And then now he has to show how much he knows about Todd Bowles.
Yeah.
Like, yes, Todd was there 4 years. He was, of course, he was. He can't just say, I forgot Todd Bowles. He's got to back
me. Yeah.
Bowles.
He was there for 6 years.
Oh, I know.
Beat the Patriots.
Oh, Rex.
Rex.
Yeah.
Who was before Rex?
Even
before
Mangini.
Rex was Mangini.
There you go.
Who was before Mangini?
Who never should have been fired. He won 2 out of 3 years there.
Yeah.
He won 10 games and 9 games. And
he was
if he could have got all of the
episode.
Owners, I think could have been a long-time coach there. And I think he's a talented coach. I really do.
And there was a lot of talent that he left behind. Do you remember who was before him?
Herm.
All right, now it's going to – you might get this, actually. Who was right before Herm? 1 year only.
Al Groh.
Oh, wow. Then your guy,
and then
Parcells.
And then Parcells.
Do you remember who was before Parcells?
Before Parcells was Dick McPherson.
No, that's
Patriots.
Oh, that's
Patriot. New England. Hold on. Wait a second. Before Parcells was – what's called? Rich Kotite.
Kotite, good. All right. Then 1 year of – it was a 1 year and out.
1 year before Kotite. Before Kotite.
I love the Jets. Jets history should be its own podcast. It was your guy Pete Carroll.
Oh, yeah. 1 year. Oh, yeah.
All right.
Sorry. It was not funny.
We got the I can make a drop out of that.
Scrolling through the...
Seems there's a lot of people that aren't Francesa now on this feed.
I was going to say, this guy's going out of his comfort zone.
Yeah, so I guess there's just less Francesa content, so he's got to find other ways to keep his Twitter feed.
Is he not on air anymore?
I don't think he is, right? He'll appear
sure
on, like, podcasts and stuff. Maybe we
Francesca?
Can get him.
Doesn't he do some, like, a periodic, like, I have something to comment on, so I'm going to do it, and they syndicate on CBS stations?
Oh, really? That makes
sense. But he doesn't have a regular show.
Just occasional missives.
Yes. And they go, they're like bumpers on someone else's radio show.
Oh, God.
I got a good one. I don't know if we've played this. I don't think so. But if you want a good Francesa clip, but it's very old. Look
sure.
up Brandon Inge, I-N-G-E, Francesa. And he basically has a man crush on this like utility player on the Tigers. I think it starts out the Mets should get him. But he says, I love Inge. I love Inge a lot. He says it like 50 times in about
that guy was really good for fantasy baseball for a couple of years because he had catcher eligibility, but he played all over the field. So you got more starts than you would from a typical catcher.
He was a good player, but this guy loves him like Ken Griffey Jr.
He loves those little scrappy white guys that just can do anything. And they sink the game, Darren.
Yeah. Yes.
What kind of utility was it? Was it energy?
Energy and power. Energy and power.
I just trade for the Mets. I think it's a match. How about Brandon Inge for Schoenweiss and for Sosa?
Oh, this is Mad Dog Inge.
Mike, what's the first base?
You play
can play him at first. You can play him at backup. You also can catch.
He's a better third baseman than Wright is.
Yeah, well, you can probably Wright. You can't
look
put
at
him
this there. Posture.
He's been playing in the outfield in the spring training. You probably could play him in the outfield.
I don't know if he plays. So listen, I like Inge a lot. If you could get Inge, I like him a lot.
Then he's a guy in the bullpen.
I mean,
I like him a lot.
If you could get Inge, I tell you, I would get Inge.
Not terrible, Bob.
Now, again, I would want him to be a first baseman. I don't want to fool around. I won't fool around in deference to right at third base. Although he's a better third baseman than
in
right.
In this clip, they're
that,
facing each other, and I'm wondering if we should
I'm gonna leave Delgado
do
alone
that on our podcast
with
video.
Give him some bats there. Give him some bats in the outfield. I don't mind that. I like it. I didn't think they would trade Inge. If they want to trade Inge, then I would I'd be interested. I think Inge is a very useful player. I like Inge a lot.
If he could catch and play third base, chances are he can play other defensive positions.
I like Inge a lot. I
think I'd take him too. Now, he's got $19 million, a lot of money coming through.
Jesus Christ, Brandon Inge made $19
million? Year from now, I
15
might
years ago,
right
too.
First.
Fucking hell, that cannot be right.
Like,
unless it was like over 4 years.
Inge is a very underrated player.
Yeah, I agree. Now, again, the Tigers are going to want something back,
now, again,
I would think.
I'd be interested in that one. I got it. Now, again, I
can't. He's
still
sticking his hand
again,
to his shirt.
I understand
they want
that.
Bullpen. That's obvious.
Well, I can't get
every
him
time,
out.
Every
time Fran
says a talk and then says Inge, it sounds like he's adding a suffix to a word.
Yes.
Inge.
I-N-G-E. It's a game of Inges, Noah.
No.
Just sounds like it's a part of the previous
right
word.
You know, I have to say, I like him a lot. I like him a lot. I want him in me. I want him inside me. I want us to nest together. Go to IKEA.
If you could, Mike, would you take 6 inches?
I would.
Or how many inches do you want? Would
gun
you want
my
more?
Head,
can you handle 10 inches?
Gun to my head, I would say 6 inches I can take. I don't know. 10 might be pushing it. I'm not a Hall of Famer. But 6 inches is very respectable. You know what I mean? I can take 6 inches on my team.
Mount it's Rushmore, not the amount of the inches. It's how
it's
you
what
use
you
them.
Do with your inches.
Right. Mount Rushmore, I want 4 inches up there. I want 4 inches minimum on my Mount Rushmore.
I'm getting a little turned on. What's to happen?
I mean, I'm a big sports fan, but 10 inches is a lot for anybody to handle.
Especially if you just had some chicken parm.
It's just
like a
pig, like
and then all of a sudden
pig.
You have to take 10 inches. All right, this is the show I remember. Thank you, everybody.
Mike Francesa, have you shot any guns lately?
Yes, I shot an AR-14. It was very hard to handle. Unlike Inge, I can handle Inge. Inge is great. Inge is great. We curl up, we spoon. we go to Crate and Barrel. We want to decorate a little bit. You know what I mean?
It's a nice Saturday afternoon.
I just love the idea of Mike Francesa and Brandon Inge just having a nice, loving relationship.
Can I see what Brandon Inge looks like? And who is he again?
He's a baseball
utility
player.
Guy?
He's long retired, but he's like a former.
Let me see him in his early days, in his prime.
There you go.
He looks, you know.
Just a regular
dude. He doesn't look especially athletic.
Baseball has a lot of, there's the one sport that has the most, like, just a guy looking guys.
Yeah.
That's my
that landing strip.
Mm.
Oh, boy. Chin pussy. It's Mike's man crush right there.
You don't see too many people with that kind of facial hair alignment. Oh.
Yeah.
Mike Francesa says a lot of homoerotically, like unknowing homoerotic things. Like a lot of WFAN guys do this. They say something is sexy. Like there's a big sexy trade coming up, and it's not nothing to do with sex. It's like a big headline grabber. They all say it. It's so cringe. Like, they don't have to do the sexy move. They just have to get, you know, a solid bullpen pitcher. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They don't have to do this big sexy move. Such an old middle-aged man thing. I wonder if that's a New York thing or if, like, all sports radio does that.
No, I think it's all. I definitely heard non-New York people use that kind of verbiage.
So bad. You have to get a sexy blockbuster type guy like Inge.
It's just New York is typically a sexier place, so it comes up more here.
I think it's like regional. It depends where you are. There's a different word for sexy.
Do you listen to sports talk radio in Tucson, Noah? What do they say there?
I don't listen to sports talk radio in
Tucson. They talk about AR-18s exclusively.
Yes, AR-18s.
Lining up kittens on the fence. And
no.
Tucson loves animals. You know, you're not allowed to, like, it's, like, frowned upon if you like hurt any of the lizards. You're not right. supposed to hunt the animals that come to your yard, like coyotes.
Well, that's why you use the heavy artillery, because you might wing them with like a pistol. You don't want them to.
No, one of the first rules of the gun club is you're not allowed to shoot anything breathing.
You are in Arizona.
Fair. This is California.
This is a very liberal state you're talking about.
I think it's common. It's common practice.
But that's the thing. Those fucking libs, they don't know how to use guns correctly. They might use a pistol on a kitten, and then it bleeds out, and then it suffers. You're supposed to pop them, like, instantly, and they just drop dead.
You gotta have a headshot when you're shooting kittens.
Exactly.
Not center mass. You gotta aim right for the head.
This reminds me of when I saw a kitten get crushed by a car.
Oh. Was it your car?
No, I was driving behind someone and a kitten, like a baby one, like the ones that's on my shoulder, started running across the street. And you know when you see them, you're like, no, 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 no. And it ran into the car's tire and its head got crushed. And then it like bounced twice, like, you know, like its body was like in shock. So it just like curled into a ball and just like jumped twice. That was like one of the most traumatic things I've ever seen in my life.
When was this?
It was like in Brooklyn, I don't know, like East 17th Street several years ago. I was just like, whew. No more dead kitten talk, please.
Oh, who cares?
Oh, insensitive. Mike doesn't give a shit about kittens.
What a jerk, Mike.
I bet if I called his show, that's exactly the response I would get.
Oh, who cares?
So insensitive.
He is really a jerk. Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
Sid is a guy who is just delusional, okay?
I can only handle 3 inches, so he doesn't like me.
You
have a lower inch tolerance.
You're not a big fan of Inge?
No.
Just the tip of Inge.
Yeah. You don't like Inge a lot?
My Inge depth is not as hardy.
You're very shallow on Inges.
Oh, my God. How do you think Mike feels about Latin Inges?
Latin Inges?
Yeah.
Are there
Isn't there like
Latin
a porno Inges? Magazine?
Latin Inges?
I think that's a porno magazine. I think I've seen that on the newsstand.
I thought ninjas come from Japan.
What? That's a different thing.
What about the dating app Inge? Think
that's
he's
Hinge.
On it?
Hinge with a H.
Well, but the one for middle-aged sports radio talk show host.
And retired baseball player.
Yes, and Rob. Yes, and.
It's like a sister brand that they have put out.
Show them how it's done, Darren.
That would be great. There's enough podcasts now where there should be some kind of app that just sets you up with people to interview on your podcast.
That's a really great idea.
Yeah.
His profile is bio. Just says, I'm a big fan of Inge. I hope he sees this.
He just keeps refreshing, hoping that Brandon Inge has created a profile. doesn't have one. God damn it.
All his shitty callers, like, prank him by making Brandon Inge profile. And he swipes right on all of them.
He just keeps getting catfished.
I thought that was Inge. I don't know. I mean, it was Inge. I'm pretty sure that was Inge. But, you know, something where wires got crossed or something.
He keeps clicking the Zoom links, and it's just Goatsy every time.
Oh.
He's so fucking heartbroken.
Why would Brandon Inge do this to me? I don't know.
Dudorino, Photoshop Brandon Inge's face into Goatsy. Thank you.
Oh, I don't like enchilada anymore.
Enchiladas? Enchiladas?
I don't like enchiladas, and I don't like enchiladas or any of that shit. Okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Do you want to play some of this Jason Newsted instrumental?
Yes.
Oh, who cares?
So apparently, I'm
trying to do
Metallica,
a metal podcast.
They're putting all this bonus material around the Black Album, and they put out a demo of My Friend of Misery from Newsted's riff tapes.
Oh, did he write that riff?
I guess so. Let's hear it.
He wrote stuff that was like a contribution to the song.
Yeah.
anyone have gunshots to put over this?
Oh, no. You do, apparently.
Jason Newsted knew that this was coming out?
Yeah.
I wonder if
he gets money off of this.
I was wondering about that.
He has a publishing on this. Yeah.
Oh, I thought you said
and he did an unboxing a few weeks ago. He's cool with them. They've mended fences or whatever.
How many inches could he fit in his box?
Probably 6 inches.
Oh,
Rob.
Six inches on each side, as you can see in my unboxing video. I have 6 inches on each side of this Metallica box. Not enough inches, I gotta say, right off the bat. I like a nice solid 7.5 inches.
Delightful.
Wait, so I'm sorry. So why did they release this? Is there something that's coming up with Metallica in it?
They're putting out a Black Album 30th anniversary edition or something like that.
Did before?
Yeah, they're doing that whole covers album.
Yeah,
69 versions of each song on that album.
Yeah, so it's related to that.
Do you know if they're gonna have any like special guests?
What do you mean?
Like former members of the band.
Like at their house? Or
well, they are doing a big show. Yeah, they're doing a big like 40th anniversary show, I think, in December. So I think there might be stuff like that happening. Indeed.
Being 40th anniversary of them being a band?
Yeah.
So is like Ron McGovney and Lloyd Grant going to be there and all that stuff?
I mean, they were there at the 30th anniversary thing.
I know they were there for something. I didn't know it was that. There's one really embarrassing video where, like, they're backstage at a show and Lloyd Grant is there with Lars Ulrich. Mm-hmm. And Lars is like, they make a joke about, do I actually get anything out of Metallica, like Metallica money? And he's like, oh, we'll set you up with the free pass to the Met Club or something. But like, he jokes, but then it's like, what does he get? Like, nothing.
Yeah.
It just makes him feel like shit.
Yikes. What does that guy do? Is he like a musician still, or?
I don't know. I know Ron McGovney stopped being a musician. He was in one other band in the 80s, and then he just quit and did some.
You should just start like a Metallica cover band. Like, this is what it would sound like if we stayed in Metallica.
It would probably be shitty, and then like, kind of confirm that they were right to be. Well, Ron McGovney later on said that like he acknowledged like basically I was just driver and like they had me in the band as the bassist.
Jesus Christ, just to
drive and do accounting and like take care of financial shit. And then he says like I was better at that than playing music. So like it kind of was the right move to separate.
Is that like subtle shade at Cliff?
I don't know.
If y'all was still in the band driving that bus,
you
wouldn't have crashed. It's on you guys.
You got a point. I never thought of it that way.
We'll never know. At the very least, they would have saved one bus.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh. Cruel.
Just outside my window. Somebody had it.
Some people want to celebrate the Black Album. Some people want to celebrate the Black Ice.
Whoa.
To each their own.
Oh, we've got to take it too far, Sid. Oh, we've got to take it one step too far.
Too far. too far.
Yeah.
Is that a sweat stain you got there, Rob? You got a little Dusty Rhodes patch on your...
Oh, it's like under your boobie.
Yeah.
Oh, you, Sid. Hope you die.
You know, Rob posted a photo, a group photo from the Kat Von D show, and I was, like, very taken aback by how long and lean your legs are.
Mm.
And then I realized, like, wow, I haven't seen Rob's lower half in over a year and a half, I think.
Haven't seen his inches?
I haven't seen his inches.
Rob, let's do a long shot there. Stand up and back up a little bit so we could see your head.
He looks great.
No. That's a big tell that he's not wearing pants.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I think you'd stand up if there was underwear, though. You're not wearing underwear.
Wearing underwear, but you don't need to see that. You don't need to see that.
Yeah, I guess, like, I haven't seen your, like, long jeans for a while. They look great.
Thank you.
All that
yeah, I've lost, like, 35 pounds, so it's been going all right. All right. Well, let's wind it down with our Spotify playlist. We have a playlist on Spotify. We're calling the Metal Injection Livecast Music Break. Search for it on Spotify. And you could see every week we each pick a song and we add it to the playlist. And it's nice. It's fun. Why not?
Yeah.
This week I picked a song from the band Youth Code. Talked about these guys before. Well, it's a man and a woman. And they recently put out a new album, A Skeleton Key and the Doors of Depression. And I've been jamming it. I'm digging it. And the track I'm picked is Looking Down. I think you'd enjoy it.
From the name, I would guess that they are a positive hardcore band, like New York hardcore style.
No, they're industrial. They're industrial.
Yeah, never mind.
This is shitting all over Rob's pick.
Darren, what did you pick?
I picked Feel Like Shit, Ellipsis Deja Vu by Suicidal Tendencies.
Nice.
Usually the lesser loved phase of Suicidal Tendencies, I feel like, where their more punky albums are more appreciated, but I just love that. I love that vibe that, like, kind of, they're like emo whiny with like metal and shredding in that era, which I think is really great.
I celebrate their entire catalog. Sid, what did you pick?
Well, we, in our Out for Justice bonus episode, we very briefly referenced Paul's Boutique by the Beastie Boys because there's a Beastie Boys song in the movie, not from that era. But I was so Paul's Boutique was on my mind, so I picked The Sounds of Science by the Beastie Boys.
Right.
Paul's Boutique, delightful song.
Shea Stadium mentioned in that song.
Mm, there you go. Noah?
And
Shea Stadium is not around anymore, right?
Correct.
Parking lot to their new stadium now.
City Field.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I know about sports.
They moved it over like 1,000 yards.
Oh, okay. So I picked the song Immortally Insane by Pantera. And that's because earlier in the day I was in a really bad mood. And whenever I'm in a bad mood or, like, irritated with something, I just go immortally insane. Like, I'm about to lose my mind. So I was like, all right, let me just choose this.
Does it help? Does it make you feel better?
I don't. You know how, like, you just have, like a soundtrack playing? Or I mean, I don't know if you guys have this, but I will sometimes have a soundtrack playing in my head, depending on what's going on.
And that's just your anger soundtrack?
Yeah. Or, like, whenever, like, stuff at work goes wrong and stuff and, like, just everything kind of goes wrong, that's what I hear in my head. I just hear Phil Anselmo saying that.
You don't know me.
I thought I did.
Nice. So that's our Spotify playlist, our music break. Check that out. And, of course, once again, I want to talk about our Patreon. We're putting up the Out for Justice episode tonight. It's going to be very, very fun. I think we had a great time watching it together. It was a fun watch.
I genuinely enjoyed watching that movie, and I would watch it again.
best of both worlds. It's just a good movie to enjoy, and it also perfectly fits our Patreon because there's so many funny things in it to laugh at, but it's also just a great, well-made, exciting fucking movie.
And just so much of the old New York.
Yeah.
It's just great. Just a great
like
reminder.
Neighborhood, like a neighborhood that we used to hang out on.
Yeah.
At.
In the way it was when we hung out there. And now
Completely
different.
And we're also planning another Zoom hang, right? We should let everyone know so that they pay attention.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do we want to announce the date, or do we not want to announce the date?
We'll announce it next week. Let's lock it in.
Teaser.
And we're going to have a special mission for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's going to have to bring something to the Zoom party.
We're going
to
do a fun little thing.
Yeah.
Show and tell. And another fun part of the Patreon is we give shout-outs to our top livecast fans of the week. And to get a shout-out, subscribe to the $10 tier. The $5 tier gets you the bonus episodes, the video episodes. The $10 tier gets you all of that, plus the shout-out we're about to do. And I want to thank all of our patrons, all of our listeners in general. And I want to mention, you know, if you don't, you know, have the cash or whatever, you still want to support the show, can still support the show by liking us on social media. You can give us a nice rating on iTunes or wherever you listen to our podcast, and that would help very much. So our weekly shout outs, how should I do it this week?
I have a suggestion. Oh, add Inge as a suffix to every name.
No.
Okay.
And maybe a gunshot after everyone.
All right, Dad, you ready? We have Eric Inge. I like Robin Ganoush, a.k.a. Justin Inge. Need a little more Benjamin Inge. A little El Duderino Inge. Dan Orange.
Orange.
Rock Destroyer Inge. Ham I Am I Is Inge. Gender Inge. Susitin, the crustacean sensation, a.k.a. Got Stopper Inge, Dallas Inge, Robba Vampiro Inge, Hugo Likes Tacos Inge,
just by how long the name is.
Lanza Danks Inge, LaCroix Inge, Doug Pigman Inge, Scooby-Doo 182 Inge, Douglas Hurry Up Levison Inge, Hi Inge Guys Inge, it's Josh Inge.
Oh, boom, boom.
All out of bullets.
Oh, that's a motorboat.
Oh, no.
That's our show, folks. Thank you for tuning in. We will be back next Tuesday, and our special guest is going to be the Necrosexual. Love you.
Bye.
Recording stopped.
Awesome.
That was great.
Mike Francesa from the grave giving us content.
Oh, my gosh. That was such a good clip.
Yeah. So when do we want to do the little Zoom to talk about the future of metal injection and whatnot? When is everyone available? Darren, you said Friday or Saturday? I can't hear you.
You're muted.
I'm muted. Friday or Sunday?
What about everybody else?
I can't do it this week on those days.
Would we be able to just hop on Zoom early before the next episode?
For next episode, I wanted to let you know I'm doing, like, it's Rosh Hashanah, and I'm doing something with my family, so I don't know, this is, like, right at the time when we have dinner.
Okay.
Okay.
But, yeah, September 12th, I have all day. Oh, yeah, we're doing the Zoom hang.
You could do it before that.
Yeah, we could do it before then.
Sign on a little early, talk about that stuff.
Yeah,
and
we just need like half an hour or so just to like be on the same page, get on the same page about it.
And will the Zoom hang count as our mid-month episode, or will we also need to schedule that? I forgot how we used to do it back when we did the Zoom hangs more regularly.
Maybe it'll you think that if we made it available as an episode, like, with it'll be interesting, especially since we're, like, going to make everyone talk?
I feel like if people showed up and actually brought links, then for sure that would be worth posting as an episode. But if not, then...
Or what if we brought our favorite internet videos and we could just...
Yeah, but also, like, would we do... If nobody showed up, would we still do it and release that? Or I guess that could still be an episode. Though here's the only thing I wondered about, like, us bringing our favorite internet videos. What are, like, wouldn't we have already used them on the show?
Well, I just learned a new one that
we
haven't talked about.
I guess we could probably find some maybe from before we had a video component.
I have a few that also, like, don't really fit into our show, but they would fit into hanging out with friends and showing
something. So we could make that into an episode-worthy thing. Yeah, good. Okay, cool. I'm good with that. Oh, so clips. Rob talking about shooting. Definitely some Francesa Inge content.
Yeah, the Inge for sure.
We had some good riffs during David Lee Roth or Gene Simmons.
Oh, yeah, there was like a really funny thing that we went back and forth on.
The 20% on for the coffins?
I don't know if it was – I think it was with David Lee Roth. I can't remember.
That was – fairly quick segment, so it shouldn't be hard to find if there was something in there.
I think we like said something about him like fronting the band. We talked about Nikki's Vince Neil. I think it was Vince Neil.
The leather skin.
Mm.
There was something there, I'm sure.
I don't know. Like, I'm always pro. Like, anytime we have like burst out like laughters, like that should be the clip.
Yeah.
I think we have plenty to choose from on this one.
Yeah. That should suffice.
Okay. Almost Rob's birthday.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
We didn't. Damn it! Fuck! I wanted to bring that up on the show.
Do it next week. Oh, you're not going to be on next week.
Fuck. Damn it.
Should we go back on air?
Well, maybe we could do like a live cast post. How about like for Rob's birthday? Maybe like on Instagram, we can do like slides where each one of us wishes Rob happy birthday or something. And then the last slide, maybe it'll be like someone like, I don't know, Rob, if you're comfortable with this. You could say no.
I'm fine with
it. What if we, like, got, like, a cameo? But then it might not be in time, right?
Yeah, that's pretty short notice at this point.
Damn it. All right, forget it. Nothing for Rob's birthday.
Yeah, screw you, Rob.
Okay.
All right. Well, I think they're just us.
You want to do a video of
the
us?
Story, yeah. Yeah, each of you guys doing a video. That could be fun.
Okay. I like it.
So who do we send those to? Do we send them all to you and then you'll post them, Rob?
Alrighty.
Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye.
All right. Later.